Welcome to the Pro Football Weekly Fantasy Football DFS Podcast. My name is John Solley. I'm a Pro Football Weekly Fantasy Football contributor. You can find me on Twitter at JSolley. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, PFW contributor, and Northwest Herald sports editor, Kyle Neighbors. You can find him on Twitter at Kyle Neighbors. Kyle, the Julio Jones week finally happened. Did you have any of them over on FanDuel?
I had zero exposure to Julio Jones, so that was not a lot of fun for me.
I had Julio Jones everywhere. I ended up with 100% exposure on Julio. I thought the matchup was just too good, and his price was so low. I thought, that's great, and he's going off last week. This is going to be amazing. And then I also realized I had a lot of exposure to Kareem Hunt. So, you know, it ended up about not great.
I had a ton of exposure in the afternoon to Alvin Kamara and Russell Wilson, so that helped. My misstep was T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, me too. We thought that was a predictable spot for him, and it turned out to be really bad. And we were not the only ones who were on T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, his ownership was a little higher than I expected, and it certainly burnt us.
Definitely. Well, we're going to be forward thinking, though, and look forward to this week in DFS. And Kyle, we were talking just a bit before the show. I'm struggling to find value this week. You apparently are finding all the value this week.
I don't know where you're looking, because there's just so much fun all over this slate. This is the most pump I've been for a slate in weeks.
Wow. Okay. Tell me why.
I'm not looking at quarterbacks and going, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. Well, maybe I hate you. I actually have like three or four guys I'm excited about rostering. And after on the other side of that, there's just a lot of value at the bottom of wide receiver and running back. I'm sure we're going to get into some of these plays, but I'm going to give one away right now. I want all of the D.D. Westbrook that I can get this week.
Okay, Didi is one guy that I'm on as far as a value guy. But, man, I am struggling. So we're going to go position by position here, and maybe Kyle will open my eyes to the value available to me in DFS this week, because I am on the struggle bus for this. So let's start at quarterback. And Kyle, who are you looking at over on FanDuel? You've got a list.
Okay, yeah. So, obviously, Tom Brady. Good play. This is just an absolute blow up spot against Buffalo. Outside of that, I think Russell Wilson and Carson Wentz, that's going to be a shootout game on Sunday night. I realize that's not on the main slate over there on DK, but it is on FanDuel, and I like that game to go way over. So I think either of those guys are in play. And then you start looking down here into the mid guys. I think Case Keenum is in play on the road. It doesn't look like Desmond Trufant is going to play, and Brian Poole are going to play in the Atlanta defensive backfield like that.
Can we talk about that game for a second?
Yeah,
because the over-under is 47, and Atlanta's favored by 3 at home. I think this game, I'm with you, totally shoots out because of the injuries to the secondary. I think I'm with you that Case Keenum has been outstanding. There's no reason why Minnesota should even think about making a change at this point. Thielen and Diggs are guys in really potential blowout spots. We saw what Julio did last week. There's a lot of plays in this game that I really, really like.
Yeah, I don't like the Atlanta side of the ball as much. I don't like the Falcons. I didn't like them last year, and they proved me wrong all the way to the end. But now they've kind of regressed to what I thought they were. Blowing up on Tampa is one thing. I don't think they're going to do it against Minnesota. But I was already all over Adam Thielen, and then when I saw that it's looking more and more likely that Desmond Trufant's going to miss the game, and I was just like, ooh, hello, Stephon Diggs, 7,000? Everyone's going to be on Thielen? Yes, please.
And I'm looking at some ownership projections right now. I should note that it's Thursday, so things will change, but Diggs and Thielen are looking at 5% ownership at the projection I'm looking at right now on DraftKings.
Oh yeah, I might play both if that holds. I might just pair them.
And
in
really,
Case
with
Keenum.
Minnesota, you should double stack. We know where the targets are going in this. I know Kyle Rudolph had the great Thanksgiving, but that's against the Lions, so Lions can't really defend anybody, especially tight ends. We know where this offense is going to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why not stack?
Who else? I mean, why are you struggling at quarterback? Like, are you not convincing yourself of some Philip Rivers or you know what? I understand if you don't want to do this, and I probably won't go this route. But, I mean, there is some merit to playing Marcus Mariota here.
Mariota's just been gross. And Tennessee, Mike Mularkey refuses to adapt to the personality he has. Tennessee frustrates the heck out of me because it is very clear at this point that Derrick Henry is not only a healthier back, but a better back than DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray is refusing to really go anywhere outside of where the play is designed. Derrick Henry is outperforming him for several weeks now, and it's still a timeshare. Marcus Mariota has thrown, two interceptions in his previous game, four the week before that. At least one in the two previous games. The turnovers are too much for me. I think they cap his ceiling a little bit. I know it's Houston. I know he's at home. I'm not at the point where I can trust Mariota, even in tournaments. I don't want to.
I'm on board with you. I'm in the same boat, but I do think that there's some merit to playing him, against the Houston defense. Like, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to risk it, but I understand it.
It's the only reason to play him. I know Tampa Bay's secondary is awful, but I still want no part of Brett Hundley.
Yes. No. God. Yeah. No. Yeah, don't do it.
You got that's getting talked up. I'm not interested in Jimmy Garoppolo. I refuse to play Blake Bortles. I could get on board maybe with Tyrod.
That's
only as a cash game play for me. I can't play Tyrod in tournaments.
It's, you know who it's going to be. And the guy I'm probably going to be heaviest on is, you just mentioned, Blake Bortles.
I'll play Leonard Fournette ahead of Blake Bortles.
Okay. So here's the thing. Blake Bortles, one, he's going to run the ball a little bit, right? Like, you're not going to get two rushing touchdowns for him last week, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, they need to see what they have in the passing game. They're going to win this game no matter what. I feel like they're trying to figure out what they can do. That's why D.D. Westbrook's going to be heavily featured. Blake Bortles, as crappy as he is, he's had some success against Indianapolis in the past. Last year, I pulled up his game log. Two games, all right. Only threw for 207 yards in their first meeting last year, but had two passing touchdowns and ran for another one. Then in the week 17 last year, throws for 300 yards, has a touchdown, and had another 20 yards rushing. Like, I think there's an actual floor with Blake Bortles this week, and there's upside with Rashawn Melvin being out.
And I can't believe I'm being talked into Blake Bortles. but that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. It's Brady, Rivers, or bust at quarterback right now. But maybe Blake. Maybe Blake's an option.
He's too cheap for the matchup. Like, if Rashawn Melvin was in, I'd maybe shy away. But, I mean, this defense is going to get absolutely torched.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to running back then. Who are some of the guys? I'll tell you what. I'm not playing Alvin Kamara this week. He is the number one priced running back on DraftKings at 8,400. I'm betting on touchdown regression a little bit here. I realize that. I know that he's been so great and so efficient, but Carolina also has a tendency to allow a decent chunk plays, but also cap running backs. I can't get on board with a guy who's going to be as popular as Kamara is.
Yeah. I'm worried about his ownership. That's the problem. I love Alvin Kamara. I'm completely on board with him as a player. Here's the thing, though. I like targeting him in games where I think the Saints could possibly be behind. That's why I had so much of him last week. I had a lot of Gurley Kamara combos, actually, because I thought that the Saints were going to fall behind early and that was going to be a Kamara heavy game script. I don't think that's going to be the case this week. New Orleans is at home, and I really don't believe in this Carolina team at all. Particularly right now, they're banged up. I think that New Orleans is going to jump out early, which kind of gives me, if I'm going to go anywhere, I'm probably going to go Mark Ingram.
And he'll be lower owned this week.
Yeah. Just when they have the lead, you're going to get more and more Mark Ingram. When you have game where they're either shooting out or behind, you're going to get Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
But,
all right.
I was going to say, so if you're not going there, the highest priced guy on FanDuel is Todd Gurley. And I'm completely on board with that because I just think that this is one of those games where he's going to get 25 touches.
Yeah, the volume is so secure, and you know he'll get passing game work too. It's a slam dunk play this week.
And I don't, maybe I'm wrong. I just don't think the ownership is going to be as high as it should be. One, they're on the road. Two, people are overvaluing that Arizona defense, and it's not very good at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Right now, it looks like the ownership projection I'm looking at is 20%. But again, it's Thursday. Things will change.
Yeah, and I'm actually okay at 20%. That's fine. It's when when a guy like him starts to get over 30, then I start to want to look the other way. But at 20%, I'm on board.
All right. Who else are you looking at then?
All right. So here's a question for you. Are you willing to go back to Melvin Gordon? They're a 13-point favorite at home.
They are. Every home favorite, large home favorite. Everything says Gordon should get the necessary touches, even with Austin Ekeler, you know, officially carving out a role. You know, he'll get 20 touches and 2 to 4 targets. He's safe, I think. I don't want to play him.
I get it. But Joe Mixon just put up a big game on the Browns. Like,
He did.
The Browns rush defense is finally regressing, and they're like I said, 30. I expect the masses to be on Phillip Rivers and Keenan Allen, which I understand. It's Cleveland. The game is in L.A. I expect McCourty to take away Keenan Allen reasonably, even though Allen's going to spend some time in the slot. I just feel like this is a Melvin Gordon game. I'm not going to be like heavy on him, but I'll probably be with the field.
Okay. Yeah. I could see limiting myself to about 20% of Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
That's no more than that.
That's probably even high. If I'm doing 8 lineups, he might be in. I might stick him in 1. Like I don't trust him, but like I get the upside there.
Okay. All right. Who are some of the value guys that you're identifying here?
All right. Well, one more before we get down to the real value guys, because Jordan Howard. Yes.
Yep. Just play him.
Yes. Smash spot at home. San Francisco killed him last year. Gonna kill him again. Okay. So we go down into the value guys. So I think we're finally. I'm gonna regret this, but I think we're finally getting some clarity with New England. Like, it's Deion Lewis and Rex Burkhead. And I think Deion Lewis is going to get plenty of work.
Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like we have more clarity than we've had in a long time with the New England backfield.
Yes. So,
and they will probably be low owned because people just don't want to play New England running backs.
Yeah. So I don't mind either of those guys. And now, as I'm saying this, I see that Marshawn Lynch was hit with the questionable tag, so I'm a little worried there. But if Marshawn Lynch is good to go, yes. Like, no Amari Cooper. Why am I blanking out on Michael Crabtree? No Cooper or Crabtree. They're at home against a horrific Giants team that has given up. Marshawn Lynch had a ton of touches last week. They're finally unleashing him. Yes, I want a lot of Marshawn Lynch.
I don't hate it. I know he got 26 carries last week, so you feel like, you know, if they were saving him for any time, then this is it, right?
He's I mean, the Giants are awful. I mean, they're awful. And Geno Smith is going to be quarterbacking and giving the ball away.
I'm not convinced that Geno Smith is going to be that awful.
Oh, it's come on.
I'm not playing him. Don't get me wrong. I'm not playing him, but I won't be shocked if he doesn't, you know, mess the bed.
No, he's going to mess the bed. He's Geno Smith. It's, oh God.
Please. The Oakland defense also.
Yeah, I know.
That's a bad defense that he gets to play.
No, yeah, No. Anyone you're looking at, some of these lower guys?
You know, I'm really looking for volume guys down here, and so Kenyon Drake is a guy that I think you have to keep an eye on.
He hurt me so bad a few weeks ago.
I know he burned you, but Damian Williams is going to be out with a shoulder injury. Sonoris Perry had a concussion, so Drake's going to be on the field for 90% of the snaps. He gets passing game work. I know Miami is one of the bottom teams in the NFL as far as rushing attempts, but I don't see how Kenyon Drake doesn't get at least 15 to 17 touches in this matchup.
Yeah, I like Kenyon Drake a lot.
The talent is there. Now he's got the opportunity. He'll have the volume. He's at home against a Denver defense that is starting to leak.
Yeah, yeah. How about Jamal Williams?
I think he's going to be too chalky. Was Aaron Jones practicing?
Yes, he did practice limited today. I just feel like everyone's going to play Jamal Williams at 5,700 on FanDuel, and I just feel like that's a fade.
I want no part of Jamal Williams if Aaron Jones or Ty Montgomery, the Packers have talked him up a little bit this week. If either one of them are in, I want no part of Jamal Williams.
Yeah, I agree with you there. But on the other side of the ball, it looks like Doug Martin's out. Are you willing to take a chance? Like if the Bucks come out in advance and say so-and-so, let's say it's Peyton Barber is going to start the game, are you willing to take a shot?
No.
not even against the Packers?
No. I'll go after the passing game. Mike Evans is way too cheap this week.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Yeah. There was one guy I liked early in the week. I wrote him up in my DFS column for PFW, Alex Collins, against that Detroit rush, and I'm using air quotes here, defense. But he's now got a questionable tag with a calf injury, so I'm monitoring that.
You know what what's a profitable strategy for me so far this season is don't roster players from Baltimore.
That's generally a good thing to do. I think it's a matchup play. They're at home. That Lions defense can't stop anybody on the ground. And Baltimore's favorite, too. So I like home favorite running backs.
Yeah. It's just not rostering guys for Baltimore. It's rostering guys against Baltimore, too. It's just game off. It's just too slow pace. It's just bad, boring football.
All right. Let's move on to wide receiver, then, unless you've got anybody else at running back.
No, I think that about covers it all.
All right, what about wide receiver? I mean, Keenan Allen's an obvious play. We've talked about Thielen and Diggs. Anybody else that you really, really like?
Yes, this might take a minute. Okay. First off, if you're going to spend up, play DeAndre Hopkins, please. I don't care that it's Tom Savage. The Tennessee pass defense is awful. DeAndre Hopkins has slaughtered them in the past. He's going to do it again, and he's just getting way too much volume. Just plug him and play. I don't know what he's priced on. On DK, but he's too cheap on FanDuel.
He's 7,300. It's too cheap.
Yep. Outside of that, Brandon Cooks, fire him up. As long as Chris Hogan is out. I should say that. If Chris Hogan is out, Brandon Cooks is just getting way too much work for his price over on FanDuel at 7,600. Mike Evans, we said a little bit. I don't hate Alshon Jeffrey. Like I said, I think that game's going to shoot out. Then you start going down a little bit. Let's see. I'm making fun of Geno Smith, but I don't mind Sterling Shepard. How about you?
I mean, if I don't think that Geno's going to mess the bed, then I have to say Sterling Shepard.
He's going to, but he still might give you enough. You know, he might pepper Sterling Shepard with 8 targets no matter what. So I'm not sure they're going to be catchable, but I think the workload's going to be there. Love Davante Adams.
Yes, I wrote him up in my PFW column this week. He, look, Brett Hundley just loves throwing to the guy. Davante Adams targets the past 4 games, which is coincidental since that's when Brett Hundley took over. 8-10, 8-10. He's gotten you no fewer than 12 points on DraftKings. He's only 6,500 and gets a Tampa Bay secondary. That is just bad.
Yes. Yes, it's awful. Outside
what about,
of that,
let me ask you this. What about Jordy?
Jordy?
This week?
No. He's
4,400 on DraftKings.
So they're just begging you to play Jordy Nelson, huh?
They are.
Let's see. What is he on FanDuel? He's 60. It's a $100 price difference between him and Davante Adams on FanDuel.
Yeah, so you have to play Davante there.
Yeah.
But DraftKings is begging you to take Jordy Nelson this week.
Man, 4,600 for Jordy Nelson. Never would have saw that coming. Let's see. Outside of that, some of those cheap guys I was talking about. I like Marquise Goodwin as a dart throw. The Bears corners, they're fine. I don't really respect the safeties very much. So he's a burner. I think that the Niners are going to be behind in this game and that they're going to have to take some shots downfield. And Adrian Amos likes to get lost occasionally, so I don't mind that. If you think that Jason McCourty is going to shadow Keenan Allen, then I don't think that Tyrell Williams or Travis Benjamin are bad choices. Josh Reynolds, I think, is a good bet here.
And yeah, I like Josh Reynolds. Yeah. We know that Jared Goff likes to spread the ball around.
Yes, and then, like I said, I'm going to just have a ton of exposure to D.D. Westbrook. If he doesn't go for like 680 and a touchdown this week, I will be shocked.
Any love for Josh Gordon getting talked up this week in Cleveland?
No, I mean,
I'm with you. Hugh Jackson really likes to lie about how he wants to use players. Last week it was Duke Johnson, and Duke Johnson was like got like the third most carries at running back.
Man, you know what? And it's, even though I took up a cheap shot at Dontrell Inman in our take two for PFW this week, I don't really mind him. He's only 4,900 on FanDuel, and we know that the Niners are going to give up plenty of passing yards.
One more guy I want to ask you about: Seth Roberts from the Raiders. With no Cooper, no Crabtree, Derek Carr's got to throw to somebody.
Yeah, I don't mind it, I guess. I'd rather pay for, or I'd rather have D.D. Westbrook, obviously, a little cheaper, and I'd probably rather have Dontrell Inman than Seth Roberts, which is kind of odd. I don't really ever want to roster a bear, but.
All right, well, let's move on to tight end, and let's just start right here, Gronk smash. He's from the Buffalo area. In 11 games against the Bills, he has scored 11 touchdowns. Just plug him in, he's gonna do fine.
You're right. Ahead
with that. Who else do you like at tight end?
Once again, it looks like Ertz is back healthy. Another really high-end option. Man, I like a month ago, I swore off Jimmy Graham after I watched him drop a touchdown, and all he's done since then is catch touchdowns. I think that, like I said, I think that game's shooting out, so I don't mind him or Ertz. I mean, Delanie Walker, right? I mean, if we're going to pick on the Houston secondary, Rishard Matthews isn't completely healthy. Corey Davis is bad right now. So I think Delanie Walker is going to be heavily involved. And then Hunter Henry, obviously. It's the Cleveland. I mean, the Cleveland defense just hemorrhages points to tight ends. This looks like a good spot for Hunter Henry, and he's underpriced at 5,400 on FanDuel.
Yeah, the two teams we love to target with tight ends are Cleveland and the Giants. So you mentioned Hunter Henry. Look, I mean, Jared Cook is going to do Cook things.
No, yeah, and don't do
it. He did it last week. he did it last week. But again, no Crabtree, no Cooper. Derek Carr has to throw somebody, and the Giants are one of the two worst teams in the NFL against tight ends.
Go ahead and play Jared Cook. I've been fading him for 3 years. I'll continue to fade him, and it's never cost me money.
Yeah, it's most of the time it's a very profitable strategy to do that. So, Kyle, anybody else you want to discuss this week?
Play the Chargers defense.
Yeah. Yep. If you have the money, absolutely play the Chargers defense. Boy,
if you don't have the money, find a way to get the money, because the pass rush is just going to destroy this Cleveland team.
I'll throw out a cheap defense I like. It's Carolina. They're 23. They're almost stone minimum on DraftKings at 2,300.
No thanks. I hate this Carolina team. This Carolina team is last year's Atlanta team. Just. I don't know
team how they, like.
Yeah, stop winning. You're not good.
All right. With that, for Kyle Neighbors, I'm John Solid. Best of luck in your matchups this week. That'll do it for the PFW Fantasy Football DFS podcast. Download our other podcast, PFW season-long podcast. If you're in a season-long league, you can head to pfw.profootballweekly.com/fantasy. We will have all of our podcasts up there.